Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this situation got it all. Hood passes revoked, getting caught slipping. It's everything. Active and civilian. You take one, we take five. Every possible part of the game is in this story. Now, by the time you hear this, because I have a good backlog of shows kind of lined up right now, plus with the Christmas break where, you know, we had a week off. It's probably going to be a while before you hear this and have probably heard some of the most wild and outlandish takes from both corners of our silos about this particular situation. But I honestly think really it's because Hollywood has cooked our brains. Movies, television, and I think in some ways the news have led y'all to believe that you actually experts about stuff you really don't know what you're talking about. And why I feel like us from the inner cities, us from the coasts, you know, from the rougher sides of town, who have spent enough time in the rougher sides of town, are much better suited to articulate and are much more equipped in the tools it takes to understand what might really be going on. One of those tools is, to get meta here, is to know when to shut up because you don't know what you're talking about. Because somebody will slap the taste out your mouth when you, if you talking out the side of your neck, you know. And I mean, talking outside, that's a very black phrase. Anybody else say that? I mean, it was a phrase we got from my mama. Talking out the side of your neck basically means you're just talking and you don't know what you're talking about. You are ill-equipped. You're misinformed. You just don't know what you're talking about. But you absolutely think you do. So there's one thing that we know is just, yo, if you don't know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. So that's the meta version. But for this particular situation, we understand that these people, these street dudes, these hoods, and by extension, these governments, these politics, they live by a code that me and you don't live by. The rules are different. They live by a set of rules that you, consumer, maybe watching, may think, well, that's not fair. Well, fam, when was fair ever on the table? Nigga, that's not how any of this works. It's power, homie. It's respect. It's honor. They live by an honor code. And will do dishonorable things to make sure you maintain that honor. The op don't mean nothing to me. That, like, this is the code. Like, y'all don't mean nothing to me. I don't care we went to the same head start. I don't care. I don't care you shot, you know, maybe your boy shot like five of my friends. But that's because my friends shot five of your friends. They take one, we take five. It don't matter. Fair is not on the table. That's not how shit works. But movies will have you twisted. movies will have you thinking you really understand the CIA. You really think there's a Bourne out, there's a Jason Bourne out there breaking into countries. I mean, yeah, they're spies. You know what I'm saying? But the Rambos, the like, Nick, no. Do we torture people? Yeah, so do they. That, of course. But dog, this ain't no movie. You not an expert. And the way you think this is working is not how this gonna work. How it worked is how it works. Sometimes you just get caught slipping and you just gotta do what you gotta do. Let's talk about Brittany Griner, her politics, y'all. So look, this has been, again, a story that's been hashed out as far as the details of this particular story. Probably over, I wonder if, again, this is past me talking to future you. I wonder if we will still be talking about this in the New Year's. I think so. And I think it's because whenever civilians and then celebrities, no less, you know, get involved into geopolitical espionage, if you will, how you get caught in the middle of that, like it captures us because, like I'm saying before, it feels like a movie. Unless you're actually the person, unless you're Britney, then it don't feel like a movie at all. It feels like a nightmare, and it's one that you can't wake up from. You know, when your life is put in a situation that you ain't signed up for. And I think, again, this is the part that makes it so hood to me. It's like, so many of us have been in situations who just come from these cities where it's like, man, I ain't signed up for this. How you find yourself in the middle of violent turf negotiations where you like, I'm not even a part of none of this, but now you with you, but you know what? But you live over there, so you a part of it, right? And listen, if you from these cities, you understand what I'm talking about. You find yourself in the middle of stuff you ain't signed up for. And it was never about you. Because you ain't really do nothing wrong except for being the wrong place at the wrong time. This is what I mean by a hood pass. I'm talking around the story. So let me just go into the story real quick. So in February of 2022, Brittany Griner was on her way to Russia to play. She's a WNBA basketball player. She was on her way to go play in a Russian league. And she had in her backpack just these like CBD sort of THC cartridges that were just pain relievers that were medicinal, and they were assigned by a doctor. They were just in her bag. She says she forgot, right? Legal in the States for her pain. She's a pro ball player. And she was, captured. Ain't no other way to say it. She was arrested, but she was captured and held in a Russian prison for the possession of this substance, right? And hopefully you know, and you, if you follow in this story, how absurd this is that you're really like holding this lady for this. But why? Why her? Why now? Why this? Well, duh, Russia just attacked Ukraine. And the whole world is looking at how ridiculous Russia is, right? And America, although we're not helping, we are leading the charge towards, you know, sanctions and, you know, trying to and calling Russia on this bull, this BS that they doing against Ukraine, right? And most of the world is eyes are on what Russia's doing. So if you Russia, it's like, oh man, this just fell in our laps. Well, you guys are smuggling drugs in here, right? You already look dumb according to your own people, right? Russia already looked dumb according to their own people for even doing this Ukrainian thing. They're like, what is y'all doing? Like, y'all look like you look lame, like you look like idiots. Right. And we was taking our same shots. Like, man, even your own people think you look stupid. Like, what is y'all doing? Like, why are you doing this? So she comes in. They put her on trial. And of course, they're not going to let her go. So she has her appeals and it becomes, you know, a big thing in America. Like, look what Russia's doing. Look what Russia's doing. Now, if you watching this and you're Russia, you like, oh, I think we got something here. We have a way to make Biden in the U.S. look bad in front of they people. Oh, you want Britney? Oh, okay. So while all this pressure is happening in America, if you Russia, you like, oh, this is more incentive to not let her go. Oh, I could keep doing it. Oh, we just hit a lick. Like, this just, I can't believe this just fell in our laps. Let's go. So then when the White House gets involved and they hit up Russia, like, yo, what the hell y'all doing? Like, she not even a part of none of this. She out there to play. Like, what is y'all, like, you know, this is ridiculous. Russia gets to be like, I don't mean she broke our laws, homie. What you want us to do when Russians come into your country and break your laws? You don't see us coming in here telling you how to run your country. Take care of your own stuff. You got your own problems. Don't worry about us. And then if you're American, you're like, what are y'all talking about? Right? So this goes on for like 9 months, right? All the way up to December. All these negotiations about like, okay, what do you want? How can we get you to like do this? This is what I mean by like, okay, this ain't no movie. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was a movie, you would think that we would send in some spies, right? To go get her. You know what I'm saying? To break her out of some sort of Russian prison and fly her home. Like, nigga, this ain't no movie. We not finna do that. Because like, seriously, we not finna do that. But, you know, America's like, you know, Twitterverse was like, I don't understand why. Just go get her. Just, what are you talking about? President, go do something. Do something. Go get her. It's like, nigga, okay, it don't work like that. Like, you can't just go over there and get her. Like, it just, of course it ain't fair, y'all. But, nigga, you can't just go over there and get her. When you just get caught slipping, this is just what happens. This is what I mean by like, you know, if you from the city, you kind of notice there's certain like neighborhoods you just should not walk through. I don't care if you are active or not. You could be the squarest of the square. There's just some things that like, even if you got a pass, because like, look, she was invited. She was invited out there to play ball. Maybe you got a cousin live on this street. You know what I'm saying? But like, sometimes you just get caught slipping. And you can't, sometimes you could be like, yo, I'm good over here. I'm here to see, you know, I know Pookie and them. They invited me over. They're like, nigga, I don't care. I don't care who you know over here. If you just get caught slipping, it's just it. And I think in this scenario, it's just one of them unfortunate things because again, they don't play fair. Like, I can't stress this enough. Governments don't play fair. Like, no, it's not like, I don't understand like why you would think that there's this system of justice about this like just war. Like, no, like niggas don't play fair. They got a leg up. You just got an advantage. She became Britney, not about Britney. And I mean, like, I feel like everybody knows that it wasn't it all about her at all. You know what I'm saying? It's about making your enemy look lame. And it worked. So now I'm going to, after this break, tell you a story that my homeboy Noah James brought up. Shout out to IE. I love Noah James. And which is like essentially like what happened and how Britney came home. And, you know, thank the Lord she home. But the story's not over. All right, after the break.
Don't get caught slipping.
Bring a little
optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So look, I was hanging with my homeboy Noah, and he, I think we may have brought this up before, and we talked about a situation similarly where he's at out in IE in San Bernardino. So Noah threw these like super dope like hip hop kind of community events called Common Ground. He had him and his lovely lady Lisa have this thing called Brick to Your Face. You should go look it up, man. It's a super dope, like really like grassroots community, like music. It's dope. Anyway, but it was in a part of town that was not the safest part of town. And at some point, if that block got a little too hot, if there was an active situations happening, if there was green lights going on, if there was cars being broken into, which is his scenario, that's what was happening. It was cars being broken into. People gonna stop coming to the event. Right. Now, the cars, the people coming to the event was minding their own business. They got nothing to do with whatever was happening inside them streets. Nothing to do with that. Why was they breaking into them cars? Well, because we all know you can make a lot of money off of Honda parts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is just one of the licks. So if you on the block, you like, look, man, you bringing the work to me. Why? Why would we not? Noah, like, dang, man, like, what I need to do? Do we get security? Like, well, no, because if you get security, you're turning the heat up. Do you get your own goons? Like, no, you turning the heat up. Everybody, every car that got broken into was innocent. They had nothing to do with none of the stuff that was going on. Noah had to go find the OG in that city who had called this lick and be like, yo, what do you need? What can we do? And the one thing Noah had to do was like for his event, he had to be like, look, you got any young homies that want to get put on? Right. Because at the time, like when this was going on, this event out there, like even the TDE guys, like, you know, have souls and Schoolboy Q's and all that. Like, they were pulling up to this event because it was the open mic of the time. You know what I'm saying? And so he was getting, like, really big names, was coming out to these events. And you got, you know, this OG that's like, hey, put my little nigga Young Shooter Duloc on your show. Now, is Young Shooter Duloc a dope rapper? Absolutely not. Now, I made that name up. But is that going to drop the quality of Noah's event? Yes. Is it going to bring a clientele he don't want? Absolutely. It's go like this. This is not advantageous for anybody. But you do what you got to do. Because here's the thing. The negotiation is not a negotiation. I think this is what I'm trying to get at too, but the point of this episode. It's not a negotiation, really. It's not even. It's not fair. These ain't Pokemon cards. You feel me? The stakes is high. Noah's in a situation that is a no-win. I have to stay. Like, I have to keep this event. I really don't have a bargaining chip because I'm not going to start a war with you. You feel me? And at the end of the day, you could shut down this party. And you shut down this party by just doing what you do, and there's no skin off your back. I don't have anything to offer except for this. You feel me? And it's like, what was the man supposed to do? But then when you're dealing with killers, when you're dealing with people, like, you have to meet them where they are because it's not really a negotiation unless you're ready to shoot. If you're not ready to shoot, then it's not a negotiation. Especially when the other side sees how bad you actually need this. Now, back to the Britney situation. Russia saw how bad we needed this. We can't, like, there's no way we could leave her there. Okay, the United States, you can't leave her. Now, if we were talking like spy games, like, you captured one of our spies, that stuff don't make it to the news. Listen, this don't make it right, but this is kind of what happens. Marines get captured, spies get captured, you know, special ops get captured. That happens all the time. We capture them, they capture us. That stuff don't make the news. So when you add public pressure, now it's a poker game. Oh, man. Ooh, how bad you want it. So Russia, you think Russia didn't see that? They said, y'all really need this. And maybe you know what happens next, but we'll talk about what happens next after this.
Optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. So Russia saw what we needed. They saw it. Now, you probably already know this stuff, but like, again, I'm just trying to explain it to you as to like why it went down the way it went down. Okay. Russia says, hey, look, how bad do y'all need this? How much you want to pay for it? And America like, yo, nigga, we'll give you anything because this is like, she's innocent. Like, and low key, like, here's the reality. Again, the shit ain't fair is she didn't do anything wrong. Like, like, what do you mean give you anything? Like, she's completely innocent, doc. Like, what she, or fine, give her a fine. Like, what is y'all talking about? You know she ain't supposed to be in prison. Back to the Noah James thing. Fool, like, y'all know what we doing here. Like, we're not doing anything wrong. Like, y'all don't have to do this. Can you just not break into these cars? It's like, how important is this event to you? How important is Britney to you? We got a guy y'all captured in the 90s named Victor Boot. Now enter Victor Boot. This nigga's name is the Merchant of Death. He is. This is absurd. This is where it is kind of like movies. He is a known arms dealer. Like, the man sells weapons. Like, literal criminal. An actual, literal arms dealer. And they was like, you could bring our boy Victor home. And if you America, you like, this is... Are you serious? But look, the man had already served 25 years. So you're like, oh, okay. What option do you have? That's the one they did. Now, we got two people out there. We got another Marine that's still out there. And they like, yo, can you send our folks home? We'll give you Victor. And they like, we'll give you Brittany for Victor. Well, bro, like, listen, this is why I need you to understand. The negotiation is not a negotiation. We'll give you her. And what are we supposed to do? And this is where America just can't be happy. We can't have nice things. Because it now became, I don't know if it is still, it became like a political silo issue. Like that Biden fumbled the ball by bringing home Britney, but leaving one of the Marines. Like, how dare you disrespect this guy's legacy? And then you have the other side saying, yes, Britney was innocent. I'm glad she got home. It's just like, listen, dude, like, y'all don't know how this, do you understand how this shit works? The negotiation is not a negotiation. Unless you willing to shoot. So, what happened? Well, the Kremlin ended up, you know, dropping the charges for Britney. We ended up pardoning Victor. I keep giggling because it's awful. This war criminal. And they met up in the United Arab Emirates, right? Did the like where it is kind of like a movie, did the exchange, right? And Britney was able to come home. And then the Twitter sphere started acting like experts. But here's three takeaways I want you to take from this particular episode. Again, please understand that this is not a defense in any way or a justification of however this stuff went down. Like, I just remember, again, this is not a Biden stand podcast. It's definitely not an American stand podcast, right? But more just like, hey, like, okay, this is what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me help you understand what had happened was. And the pieces that made what had happened was happen. First of all, understand that, like, which you should have known already, this was never about Brittany Griner, ever, right? So that's number one. I mean, that maybe even be like pre number one, like, and it should have been the most obvious. This was never about her, and it just sucks that she ended up being the piece that got caught in the cog because we just got caught slipping. And it's not her fault. Not her fault at all. That's what made the story so interesting. It's like, man, she ain't got nothing to do with none of this. You know, innocent people catch strays all the time where we're from. But number one is that foreign policy is not easy. It's really, like, here's a good way to think about foreign policy. It's war without bullets. It is not fair. It is not easy. It is not balanced. It's none of that. It's, these is not Pokemon cards. Well, yo, Charizard's got the power of the, nah, this, like, it's not the same. This is like, how much is this worth for you? How bad you want to get reelected? How many civilian lives you want to lose? How low your gross national product finna be? Your GDP, how bad you want your GDP to be? Like, what's it to you, homie? And the what's it to you while y'all talking peacefully at the table? You have to remember, it's like being, you talking peacefully at a table that's surrounded by tanks. Because if something go wrong, especially if you sitting next to somebody that's so willing to pop off, right? That, like, it's not easy. It's really, really hard. And when too many people, listen, when too many people are involved, when there's too many eyes on it, that's number two. If there's too many eyes and too many opinions in the room, it gets exponentially harder. Now, again, I'm not a fan of the government, but I understand why they keep their mouth shut. I understand why there's some stuff that you like, we just can't have cameras in here. Y'all just can't know what's going on because it's only going to make it harder. You don't know what you're talking about, and your opinion is actually going to give them leverage. You can't, like, it's just, it when too many people know what's going on, the balance of power changes. Sometimes for the good, sometimes for the worse. Because there was a moment where America used the balance of power for good. Like, we was like, yo, we offered them a trade. They not finna do it. Everybody go to, like, look, man. And you see how dumb they being with their own ward. Like, these people are crazy. Like, y'all don't. There's times they could work for you, signs that work against you. But, like, it's not. You can't. When stuff go public, when it comes to, like, these like, foreign policy stuff, it gums up stuff. You got to shut the door and, like, you know, do all this stuff behind closed doors. And I'm not saying in some sort of conspiracy theory, sort of like round table of like, again, it's not a movie. It's not like that. It's more like we are down to spin the block. And if you not, if you don't want us to come spin this block, then you just gonna pay up. You happy, I'm happy. And number three is the continual negotiation of hostages. It just, it's gonna continue. It does, just because it made it to the news now, like, y'all ain't know who Victor Boot was. Y'all ain't know who none of these people were. Like, this, but this is the part, this is the running of government that, just because it ain't in the news no more, don't mean it's not going down. I honestly believe negotiations are going to continue for our leftover Marine that's still out there. Now, the problem is the question that Russia is going to continue to ask, like, what's in it for us? What you going to give me for it? How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough? You want it bad enough to feel Froggy to come and break him out? Do you feel bad enough? You want him bad enough to give us, oh, I don't know, release all the sanctions you put against us? You feel bad enough to not let Ukraine join NATO? Like, how bad you want it? And maybe we got some other spies in a holding tank somewhere. I don't know. But I do know this because it happens all the time. Listen, sometimes you get caught slipping. And this, America got caught slipping with Britney. And it's not even her fault. That's why I keep saying America got caught slipping, not her. We did. And fell right into their hands to where this negotiation, again, was not a negotiation. We had to get her back. There was no other, she had to come home. Like, there's what else? There was nothing else we could do except for pay the ransom. I don't know. I can't think of any other way this could have played out short of causing another war. You know what I'm saying? But I do know this. Right now, everybody gets to like look like heroes, you know, at least for a particular side of Twitter. You know, everybody gets to, you know, take home a W right now, which is what you want with foreign policy. You want everybody to feel like they took home a W. But I do know this. Everybody gets caught slipping. So, Russia, OK, you got your boy back. We got what we needed, but don't get caught slipping, because them tables may become techniques real soon. Turntables, techniques. Hood politics, y'all.
Yo, this thing right here was recorded by me, Propaganda, in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles, California. This thing was mixed, edited, mastered, and scored by the one and only Matt Osowski. Y'all, check out this fool's music. I mean, it's incredible. Executive produced by Sophie Lichterman for Cool Zone Media. Man, and thank you for everybody who continue to tap in with us. Make sure you leaving reviews and 5-star ratings and sharing it with the homies so we could get this thing pushed up in the algorithm. And listen, I just want to remind you, these people is not smarter than you. If you understand city living, you understand politics. We'll see you next week.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.